Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again in the middle of the mitten from a beautiful nutrient field from the Black Diamond Mothership with Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
Actually, a little more green this week.
Very green.
Snow. I mean, we're getting some snow here and there, but much more green than we've had in the past.
Craig, I'm stoked.
Why are you stoked?
We have a huge show.
Wait a minute. A huge show?
A huge show.
Possibly the biggest show we've ever done?
Bigger than Big Hair.
Wow.
Who's coming on, by the way,
soon. Okay.
Little John.
All right.
Sarah Barber.
Yeah, when's Sarah coming back?
She's supposed to be coming on in a couple weeks.
Okay.
But we were supposed to have Matt Green, attorney from Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
We pushed him till next week.
Okay.
But this week, attorney John Marco, who we talk about all the time, he's been on a show before.
We can finally have him on the air.
John Marco is certified.
Certified?
No, certified attorney.
Really?
That's the best compliment I can give.
Okay.
Certified. He should certified. Have a tattoo that says certified.
Certified on the back.
He used to work for the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court.
Okay.
Then he went to work for Jeff Feiger.
All right.
And now he has his own law firm.
And he's all over.
He's the man.
Where's he based out of?
Detroit, but he's all over the country.
Gotcha.
Oh, John Marco.
Wow.
Awesome. Attorney John Marco's coming on.
Good friend of yours?
One of my best friends.
All right.
We're associated together. We're associates. So my office in Mount Pleasant is his office when
I
he's up here. So.
I understand.
Yeah. We have aside from John Marco coming on, we have a lot to talk about. Bullying at the workplace.
That is, and bullying in general is becoming a big hot topic, much like the Me Too movement, much like all the other stuff. Bullying in the workplace is becoming an issue, and we've got some tips and some ways for you to handle it in case that situation arises.
We could talk to Marco about that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We have a story.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I was born ready.
You are born ready.
Yes, I
this
was.
Is later in the show.
Okay.
A lawyer is accused of burglarizing a law firm that fired her.
Ooh.
And she used the stolen credit cards to buy something. What do you think she bought?
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sex toys.
Oh, God.
So we're gonna
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, of course. Lawyers are human. What do you want? What do you think? We're robots?
No, but maybe smarter than that.
14 strange laws from around the world.
Oh, those are fun.
We got some fun things to talk about.
Okay.
And you have a story about a perfect ending.
Yes. Grumpy Cat. You know who Grumpy Cat is.
Of course I know who Grumpy Cat is.
Grumpy Cat's owners won $700,000 in a legal thing.
Why is that?
Because they sued because somebody was trying to infringe on the copyright of Grumpy Cat, which, by the way, the cat, eventually this cat's going to die. What are they going to do?
It's a beautiful cat.
I know, but it's grumpy all the time.
I have a cat.
Is this cat grumpy?
I'm not telling the name of my cat. No, my cat's not grumpy. No, my cat looks nothing like that.
Yeah, this cat's grumpy.
I have a complaint, though.
What?
Really? What would a show be, a law show be, without an attorney complaining?
No, not what a law show. What would a Todd Levitt law show be without a complaint?
I'm at a deli last week.
All right.
Downstate.
Okay.
And at this deli, great deli, this lady sits down with her husband right in front of me.
All right.
At the table.
Okay.
My food's in front of me.
Sure it is.
She takes a napkin out of her purse, and she starts wiping the table that she's about to sit at.
Okay.
But she was wiping it in such a way that it was coming towards my table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to say something to the lady because it's me.
Right.
And I had to say something. I would expect anybody to say something.
Because it's you.
I was so upset, I went and spoke to the manager of the deli and had to make my food all over again.
Ugh.
But do you know how disgusting that is? Well, I'm just, you know what? How rude is that? People.
Wait,
is it rude?
Oh, people are rude in general.
But that was really rude.
And especially this day and age. With all the flu that's out there and everything and all the diseases and stuff, you got to be careful about that kind of stuff. You fling it away from people's food, not towards them.
Another thing.
Okay.
I have a new business we could start.
Oh, okay. What's that?
You and I or some of our listeners can start a business where we're going to help people with their relationships. How often? I'm at the same deli. I'm sitting there. There's this woman now behind me on the other. So this lady was in front of me wiping her table.
Okay.
Behind me was this guy. He had to be on his first date with this woman. And I was embarrassed. I felt like I was watching Happy Days when you would watch the people on Happy Days when you were a kid.
Right.
And you got embarrassed for them. I just felt so bad for this guy. I wanted to just jump in and help the guy. So I think we should start an online business or some kind of business where we help people at restaurants who are on their first dates with these questions and how to talk. And this guy did the first thing you should never do. What do you think that was on a brand new date?
Talked about his ex.
Talked about his
Talked
ex.
Talked about his ex.
Do I have to kiss you like Richard used to do on the
Family Feud?
What was that guy's name?
Richard Dawson.
Loved him, yeah. You got the number one answer. He was talking about his ex, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, you don't do that on a first date.
Not at all. And I turned around to look at them, and I just was cringing.
What about the girl? Was she cringing? Was she?
I just looked at it. It was a brief look. I didn't want to pay too much attention, but sure. I was getting up as they were having this conversation.
That's where you flick your card down and say, I can help you with this.
This is Craig and Todd's relationship help at restaurant first dates. You never talk about your past. And here's the other thing. Let me give some Dale Carnegie how to win a date over.
Okay.
Don't talk about yourself. Have your date talk about themselves.
Sure. You want to make it all about them.
There you go. Right here on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
How do two divorced guys end up doing? How do we end up being relationship help for people? Maybe it's common sense.
Maybe because we've already made off. But I already knew that as a young man, never to talk about my ex.
No. Now, later on, when you get to the relationship, then you guys can commiserate about your exes. That's perfectly fine. But not on the first date. You keep it light. You keep it casual. You make them talk about themselves. You want to hear about them. You don't want to hear about you. You know, you buy the food. Did he go Dutch or did he pay?
I didn't stick around for that.
Yeah.
What
do you think? What do you think? Do you think he went Dutch? Or you think he paid?
I think he paid.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope he paid.
That's rule number three right there.
Guess what you cannot do in Singapore?
Pay for your date?
Among the lengthy items that are not allowed to be imported into Singapore, chewing gum.
Really?
Yeah, it's an enforcement to keep public spaces clean. How often have you been in a city, you look down the sidewalk, and you see circle marks of gum everywhere?
Yeah, okay.
Just disgusting.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean.
So when heading to Singapore, folks, leave the gum at home.
Or at least make sure you
chewing
throw
gum
away.
In Singapore, yeah, you cannot import gum into Singapore or you're breaking a law. And that's part of our strange laws from around the world.
Right, okay.
Yeah. How about Denmark?
Denmark is an interesting country.
Yeah, you cannot name your baby something weird in Denmark.
Something weird?
Something weird, but who judges that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. How about the song we opened the show with?
Oh, yeah. This is your new favorite song now after last week.
I finished the 7th season of Sons of Anarchy.
Was that the last season? Did you see the finale?
I saw the finale.
Okay.
I binge-watched.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be?
It was.
Really?
In fact, the creator of Sons of Anarchy is coming out with a new series called the Mayans MC.
Okay.
Mayans is one of the clubs in the Sons of Anarchy. Sometime this year, FX is approved a series.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to continue where the Suns left off. But the song we're opening up with today is Bruce Springsteen. I never heard that song.
I never heard it
until I saw
either.
The last episode of the Suns. It was the opening song of the last episode.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Adam Raised a Cain by The Boss. He must have done it specifically for this, do you think? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, but I love the Bruce. I love The Boss.
Yeah, I know. Bruce Springsteen.
That's a great song.
It is.
Last week's song was also from the show. That was another great song.
I like that song.
We're going to play that again.
That song was really cool.
You know what we're going to play next week?
What's that?
Tesla.
You love Tesla, don't you?
Yeah, Modern Cowboy.
You love them. Remember Signs by Tesla? That was a good song.
Yeah.
Signs everywhere.
Okay, we're not supposed to sing anymore.
Not at all.
Hey, what do you got there?
Hey, it's illegal to run out of gas on the Autobahn in Germany.
Well, you can go as fast as you want, so it's only natural that you would run out of gas.
But that's the thing. it's illegal to run out of gas because people can go as fast as they want. If all of a sudden you're starting to slow down, there's a minimum speed. If you don't keep up that minimum speed, you're in violation of the law. If you run out of gas, somebody could come around a curve, take you out. That's bad.
You know what really pees me off?
What's that?
People who drive slow in the left lane of a highway. And you want to know something? The individual who's driving slow looks like someone that would drive slow in the left lane and the passing lane, and they have the type of car that fits the person driving slow.
You mean like a Toyota Prius? Like Big Hair?
Like Big Hair's
you think
Prius.
Big Hair goes 40 in the left lane on the highway.
Big Hair's getting 80 miles to the gallon in his Prius.
He now
he picks up Chris Taylor up in Harrison. He's got a bike rack, and Chris Taylor and Big Hair now go biking in his Prius. It's great.
He does not get 80 miles to the gallon.
No, he does. Prius. He'll come on the show and talk about it.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, we got to take our first break and get ready for John Marco.
Johnny Marco, attorney extraordinaire who is certified, is coming on the show after a word from our sponsors. And Matt Green, attorney from Mobile, Alabama, will be on next week's show.
Okay.
He confirmed it with me today.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong once again with Bruce the Boss Springsteen, one of my favorite tunages.
Bruce!
From the last episode of Season 7 of The Sons of Anarchy. What a great soundtrack.
Yeah, no kidding. You've really turned me on to that. Never saw the show ever, but really like that song we put last week. I like this Bruce Springsteen song. We're going to play more of it, are we not?
We're going to play more of it in weeks to come. And John Marco, we spoke to him during the break.
Okay.
He's going to be coming on next segment. Attorney extraordinaire. It's the way it goes with all this new equipment we have in studio.
I'm not going to say a word, but I'm just going to say.
You're just going to say.
I'm just going to say. It's, 20 after 8 on a Sunday morning. I wonder what John is doing.
Well, he's just waking up. And we got him up in the morning because we just called him on the whim. Well, because Matt Green from Mobile, Alabama, attorney, he was scheduled. He's coming on next week.
Okay.
And by the way, folks, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and my co-host is Craig Russell, who's also our producer from The Morning Hustle.
That's right.
You can hear him now 10 days a week.
Sometimes 11.
Yeah, 12 maybe.
Oh, really?
But we broadcast each and every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 98.5 WUPS.
And also on Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, Traverse City and Sheboygan, We Just Rock.
And podcasting on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, and other platforms. So we're asking you to go to your app store on your phone.
Yep.
Download the podcast app. It's just a little blue-colored app.
Podcast.
Type in my name, the show's name, subscribe to it. And if you miss any portion of, if you don't wake up at 8 o'clock
right.
when we record the show and upload it on the platform, you can listen to this show and all the other shows.
That's right. That's the best part.
Some of the best shows we've ever had.
That's right. You can hear about, we always talk about like Big Hair. We always talk about Sarah Barber. You can go back and listen to those shows. Maybe you're new to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. You can go back and listen to those shows and hear what is so awesome about all of them.
Yeah. We have a great show.
Yeah, we do.
And we're broadcasting from the mothership in the middle of the nutrient-filled mothership here.
I think it's a little whiter than it is green in some places.
It is.
Yeah, a little bit.
But. Now, bullying in the workplace.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Marco about this.
All right.
But just to get it started here.
Right.
It goes on.
This was an email or was it a call you got?
It's one of our listeners. Okay. And we got a call to bring up the topic of bullying in the workplace, employment law.
Right.
But there's different forms of, employment issues from discrimination, sexual.
Age.
Race.
Gender. Race. Exactly. On top of it. It's much more of an issue and a prevalent issue to these days than it ever has been in the past, especially when you throw in, bullying in general. It used to be when we were kids, you got bullied. Everybody got bullied. It was a part of growing up. It was just something that just happened. And then, and it made you tough, made you a man, if you got bullied and you put up with it, blah, blah, blah. Well, not only is there bullying in schools, bullying in the workplace, there's online bullying, and these people don't really mess around. Some of these people are really hardcore into this stuff, and they don't realize what it does.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people who hide behind the keyboard.
Yeah.
But you have employers. You have some of these large-size employers, medium, small, and there's different things that you can do if you're an employee mm-hmm. and you're bullied. Number one, and I think Attorney John Mark would agree with me on this, keep track of everything, okay, right. Craig? Write down the date, the time, who witnessed this behavior, and also a lot of employers have employee handbooks. Mm-hmm. There's policies or procedures to follow. You might be unionized. I mean, there's so many different issues involved here. I mean, it's just not a matter that you're having an issue with somebody and you had a bad discussion with them. I mean, I think to rise to the level of liability, and we're going to talk to John about that, you know, certain things have to take place.
That's right. Well, and plus,
and the employer, the question is, does somebody in authority have the knowledge? Have they been warned? Have they been put on notice that this has taken place? And have they done anything to correct it?
Well, and that's why there's HR departments in exactly. a lot of big companies who deal with this kind of stuff on a regular basis. Because you know what? I'm a manager at Black Diamond Broadcasting. Do I deal with this kind of stuff? No, we all get along. Tammy and Steve and everybody. We don't have these kind of issues. At least I don't think we do. But if there were an issue like this that would come up, I wouldn't know how to handle it, you know, because I'm not an HR director.
But here's the other thing. There's a lot of employees that are fearful of retribution.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. But the thing is, if you have a loved one, a husband, a wife, a child, or someone that you care about, and they have to go to work every day, all day, and they feel threatened or bullied, I mean, then they come home. I mean, you got to have compassion and feel for that person.
And I'm sure it's hard. I mean, having never been really in that situation before, but I'm sure it's hard if you have all that happen and then you come home and next thing you know, the wife tells you the hot water heater's out or the kid got an F in a class or something. It can't help. I saw a thing. This is kind of along the same subject. The whole Me Too movement. I saw, do you know who Simone Biles is?
Yeah, she's the Olympic gymnast.
That's right. I saw her I think it was Wednesday or Thursday morning. And Hoda was interviewing her on the Today Show, Hoda Kotb. And she said, not only do you have all the pressure of being an Olympic gymnast and the weight of the country on you, rooting for you and to do all this stuff, then on top of it, you're being abused and you have to deal with all of that as well. And nobody else in on it. Nobody else knew about it. It's the same kind of thing. If you're being bullied at work and all of a sudden you come home, and you have problems at home. It's hard to keep that stuff. You know, it's hard to keep track of that stuff. It's hard to keep that all in. Eventually something's going to end up happening.
Exactly. These are great points. I don't specialize in employment law.
Right.
I just know it's just logical because we've all worked for companies. I worked for one of the big three actually
sure.
1 year in a plant.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's employee handbook, but the problem is when you have an employee who does follow the chain of command in complaining about these issues and nothing happens.
That's frustrating.
Then you should absolutely unequivocally talk to an employment lawyer or a labor attorney.
Yeah. Now, what about Marco? Is he handle employment law or does he know somebody?
Marco.
Know people, right?
Oh, yeah. Marco does. Okay. And he is certified.
Okay.
No, I mean, if somebody calls my office, you know, Levitt Law Firm here in Mount Pleasant.
989-772-6000.
That's right. Talk to Jackie Starr, who we cannot get on the show.
Okay.
Or Jennifer Woodruff.
We can't get on the show.
Yeah, her dad Eugene listens up in Prescott.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, big shout out to Todd Wakely and Grayling, by the way. Shameless plugs there.
Okay, but all over the place.
Johnny handles, he's certified. He used to work for the Michigan Supreme Court, then Jeff Feiger's office, and now he has his own law firm, and he's been written up all over the place. It's Marko, John Marko.
Okay.
If you call my office and you have an automobile, motorcycle, truck, some kind of accident,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put you in direct touch with Johnny on his cell phone.
Okay.
As opposed to having to call his office and then get on hold.
Gotcha.
And the same thing, if there's a family law issue, I'm going to put you in direct contact with Aaron Coltrane, who's out of Roscommon. He goes all over Michigan.
Okay.
So you can call my office for family law issues also.
989-772-6000.
Exactly.
Levitt. It's a lot easier to remember your number than having to remember a bunch of other people's.
Yeah. So you cannot hike naked in Switzerland, by the way. During the first segment, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about crazy laws around the world.
Oh, man.
You cannot import gum into Singapore, and the Swiss kindly ask you not to hike in the nude. I mean, look, can I just say something?
Okay.
I live out in the country.
All right.
There's nothing better than waking up in the morning, stepping off the back porch. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Do I want to know this?
By the way, I had some of my cousins from downstate stay with me over this past weekend.
Okay.
And they were criticizing me.
Why?
Because they wanted some soap in the shower.
Okay.
And I ran out of soap. I'm not going to give them my bar of soap.
All right.
So I gave them a bottle of Palmolive dish soap. But I mean, it's still soap.
Oh, but you don't use dish soap
First off, let me tell you something. When I do dishes, because I'm a guy, I'm domesticated.
Okay.
Okay, I'd use that soap.
Sure.
My skin, do you see any calluses on these hands?
That's not the point, man.
There's nothing wrong with showering with palm olive dish soap, Craig.
Come on. But I agree, you shouldn't have given him your soap. You don't want to do that. I totally get that.
Now, if you have a guest over, they're going to take a shower. You give them a clean towel, clean sheets, clean pillows. Everything should be washed, and especially soap.
Like clean bar of soap.
That makes me, I'm disgusted even thinking about it.
Now, wait a moment. Now, not meaning to get into your personal grooming habits, but when you go to the store, do you go to like one of those big warehouse store and buy like 30 bars of soap or anything?
No.
Now, I will do that. When I go buy soap, I borrow like 9 bars at a time, one of those 9 packs. I always have a bar of soap handy in case somebody needs a bar of soap. I'm not giving anyone palm olive to take a shower in. First place, that gums up your lines. You don't want to do that.
Well, first off, if somebody's over your house and you don't have any soap available, I mean, I think the next best thing is to go with the dish soap. What are you going to do, take them to one of those drive-through car washes and spray them down?
Don't go to Cambodia on New Year's Eve.
Why is that?
Use a water gun. It's illegal to use water guns in Cambodia on New Year's Eve.
Is that right?
Just telling you that.
Wow.
And you can't get someone too drunk in an Australian pub. You can get them drunk, but you can't get them too drunk. I don't know who makes that decision, but somebody in an Australian pub does.
Well, I know what really upsets me.
What's that?
Amongst other things. Not as in the first segment, we talked about the lady wiping her table off in front of where I was eating and her crumbs got on my table.
Because you had a complaint.
I had a complaint.
Uh-huh.
So MIPs, minor possession of alcohol, are now civil infractions.
Right.
But in the law, the way it was written, the men and women in Lansing, Michigan, because we're broadcasting out of Michigan, put a component into the law whereby the court can order alcohol counseling and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Here's my problem with that.
Right.
You don't have to comply with it because, number one, it's a civil infraction.
Okay.
It's not a misdemeanor or felony where there's a statute, an MCL. These are civil infractions under the Motor Vehicle Code. So I don't see where a court should or could have the authority to do so, but I read through the law, and the legislator added a component of therapy in there. I'm just calling it therapy for civil infractions if you go to court and contest it. I just have a problem with that.
Well, so like if I was 19 and I was caught as minor in possession and say the court said I had to go through some kind of therapy, even if I didn't do it, nothing would happen to me? Or would
it's a civil infraction now.
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to do it.
Much like you don't have to give people palm olive to take a shower with. I'm telling you.
Palm olive taking a shower. Hey, by the way, folks.
Is it the green palm olive?
It was green.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't a lemon.
Well, still the green.
Yeah. Attorney John Marco is about to come on the show.
Okay.
He's on hold.
We'll have to ask him about whether he gives guests palm olive in the shower.
Yes. But we're going to talk to John about different areas of the law. We're going to find out who John Marco is.
Okay.
And when we come back from break.
The Todd L. Levin Law Show.
I got some hand soap for you. Dish soap.
Ew.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and you are?
Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
And if you miss any portion of the show, be sure to catch us on SoundCloud, Podbean, iTunes. We are podcasting
all over the world.
And you can catch us each and every Sunday morning right here from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5 WUPS.
And Rock 105 and Rock 95.5, Traverse City and Sheboygan. We just rock.
Smitty and Cartman.
Yeah, Cartman.
Cartman. Hey, guess who's on the line with us?
John Marco is finally on.
One of my best friends, attorney John Marco. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Man, we are so happy to have you, and I hope you're having a great Sunday morning. John, we've been blowing you up, and you've been on the show in the past, and for those that are just new to you, talk a little bit about where you practice and your firm and what you do.
Well, yeah, sure, guys. First of all, I got to say, I love Todd. He's the man. Thanks for having me on the show. And, I'm based in Detroit, but I practice all over the state and actually all over the country. But I represent people who have had bad things happen to them, who need help, who've been injured, stuff like that.
Yeah, I've mentioned and I've been mentioning on the show that if somebody out there is injured, an auto, truck, motorcycle, ORV, contact my office, and I'll put them in direct contact with you via your cell phone. So if anybody out there has any issues, just call my office, and Johnny, they can skip all the middlemen and just talk to you. So it's great having you aboard. Also, my office here in Mount Pleasant is your Mid-Michigan office. But John, you years ago, you worked for the Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, correct?
That's right. That was Marilyn Kelly. She was Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, and I had the privilege to work with her, and that's where I kind of got started. I had the privilege of learning under her to start my career. And, I've been able to help people all over the state, especially up in mid-Michigan. Todd, as you know, I've helped a lot of people in northern Michigan who've been seriously injured. And what's frightening is a lot of people don't have anywhere to go. And I've heard so many times, like, I've called all these people, I wasn't able to get help before they came to me. And that's shocking to me, that there's this underserved market of people who, for whatever reason, aren't able to get the help that they need, and they go through some really horrible things. A lot of people, I've represented people in Mackinac Island, I've represented people in the UP, all over the up north.
And what kind of cases, just go down and listen. We're talking with Attorney John Marco out of Detroit, Michigan. We'll give out John's number here in a moment. What type of cases do you handle?
People ask me that a lot. I think the best way is if something really bad happened to you, something really bad, whether, you got hurt in an auto accident, or it can be that, or it can be you can get trampled by a horse, to you lose your job, and it's not fair, it's not right. I've helped all across, or sometimes something bad happens. I just had a case up north where a guy was a passenger in a car, and the driver had been served too much to drink at the bar, and he lost control, and he killed everybody in the car. I mean, horrible, horrible, tragic things. And so what I always say is if something really, really bad happened and you need help, that's...
Well, we've been talking about employment law. We have a number of listeners who wanted to know what to do if there's bullying in the workplace, if someone's being bullied. What can they do if they're being bullied?
Well, it's always... First, you talk to an attorney because it always depends, right? So, if you're being bullied by another coworker, what I would recommend, the first thing that you do is that you report it to a supervisor, or you report it to a boss who's in a position to help and to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, the real problem or the rub comes when people report these things, as they often do, and it doesn't stop, it doesn't change. And I've had a lot of cases where people are being bullied and abused and not treated right with the dignity and respect that they deserve. They report it, and it continues. And look, I'm not talking about... We all have problems at our job. We've all had jobs where maybe, it's not a vacation. It doesn't go like we think. And, that's part of work sometimes. Sometimes I have to deal with a lot of things I don't like. But when it just becomes a hostile work environment, is the lawyer word for it, you shouldn't have to put up with that. You shouldn't have to go to work every day, which we work more than we do anything else in our lives, right? We probably work more than we sleep. We work more than we spend time with our loved ones and families, most of us at least. It shouldn't be a horrible, hostile work environment.
John, you said during break that you've been involved in some of these landmark employment cases. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've actually made law in Michigan on some of these cases. Some landmark, you hear the landmark case that people cite when they go to court. They say, "Judge, you need to look at this case by John Marco." I've done a lot of cases against the state of Michigan, who you would think should be the least discriminatory or the least unfair employer. But in fact, some of the cases I've had, my clients say they are one of the worst, and especially in some of the departments, the Department of Corrections. I've represented countless members, employees of the Department of Corrections, corrections officers, maintenance workers, all kinds of government employees. I represent right now, I represent a ward, all the way up to the ward.
Wow.
And some of the stuff that's gone on is unspeakable. Horrible racism. Horrible treatment of workers. They treat them like dirt. Like, these are public servants. I mean, they work real hard for real little pay. I've seen horrible things. Guys forced to, you know, educated guys told by their boss to clean feces out of toilets because the boss wanted to screw around with them. And just despicable, nasty things. A lot of these guys put up with it for years because they were scared to lose their job. It was only when one of them spoke up, came to me, I took their case. We had a landmark case that the Department of Corrections in the state of Michigan is known. They don't settle anything. They say, we're the state. We do whatever we want. You don't like it, tough. And I had to take that case. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And, you know, people started coming out and speaking up and getting the courage to come see me. And since then, I've been able to help so many people and make their lives better who just don't deserve it. You don't need to put up with it.
And do you find that a lot, John? It's Craig here, by the way. Hi, John. Do you find that once the dominoes fall, once you talk to one person in a position like this where that happens, then all of a sudden you hear from many other people and that's how it solidifies the case?
Almost, yeah, all the time. It's so common. It's one person speaks up and speaks what everybody else is thinking, and then it starts falling apart for the employer because, you know, all these people start coming out and telling the truth about what happened. It's always really hard because people are always really scared to lose their jobs, right?
Exactly.
I always hear, well, how do I prove it? How do I prove it? How do I prove it? I mean, you let me worry about that. You know, that's what the lawyers are here for, but it's taking that first step. And a lot of people come and I'll say, look, you know, don't rock the boat. Here's what you should do. Here's how to make your life better. But, you know, sometimes the employers need a wake-up call.
Absolutely. Hey, John, this is Todd. We're speaking with attorney John Marco. John, and again, I said during the first and second segment, you are certified. I referred a number of clients to you, more than a number, and even family members. There is no one that I trust more than you to handle a case outside of myself. Can you give out your phone number and your website, and we'll give it out throughout the show?
Yeah, sure. 313-965-5555. That's 313-965-5555.
Do you check messages on the weekend? Do you get all those messages? You do, don't you?
Yeah, we get messages. Or the best way is to go to the website, and there's someone on chat box all the time, so you'll speak to a real-life person. They'll answer your questions. They'll make sure that we get your stuff. And that's ErnstMarcoLaw.com. If you type in Marco Law, MARKOLaw.com, you'll find our website. You know, it's free. So go on there. Tell us what's going on. Tell us the problem that you're having. And even if you're not sure about it, we'll help you through it. And that's a free service.
Hey, John, I got a question for you, and this is some of the things that have come up over the years. I'm a criminal defense attorney, obviously, but I do get calls because of the radio show and other reasons in regards to the workplace. Some of the questions I've had is, you know, can an employer or a supervisor ask an employee what their weight is, if they want to see their social media accounts? I mean, what are some of the things that an employer absolutely cannot do in a work environment?
Well, it's all situationally dependent, right? I mean, if you're like a police officer and you need to be able to meet certain physical requirements for your job, it might be okay for the employer to ask you, your weight in some circumstances. In other circumstances, it's not. And there's really no, like, bright line test. I can't tell you, here's the test. You need it. Every situation is so factually dependent. And there's literally thousands of different employment laws. So,
is employment law based on state or federal?
It's both. So you have federal laws overlapping with state laws, sometimes overlapping with city laws, and it's really complicated. And a lot of attorneys don't know employment law. They just don't. And so if you talk to the wrong person, you're going to get the wrong advice. Or more often than not, here's what they'll tell you. Okay, I heard your case. There's nothing I can do to help you. A lot of times it's because they don't know any better.
Right. Hey, so, John, you know, we have to... We have to go to break, but you're going to come back for our last and final segment, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Todd.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking with attorney John Marco. So don't change the dial, as Craig Russell would say in the morning show. You don't say that, do you?
I always wanted to say that. I know what you're talking about.
I've always wanted to tell people, don't switch the dial during, you know, listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back. You do say that, don't you?
No, I don't.
All right, then I'll have to listen Monday morning.
Okay.
We'll be right back with John Marco. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong once again with Bruce the Boss Springsteen from the last episode of Sons of Anarchy Season 7, Craig Russell.
See, you binge-watched that. I was binge-watching over the weekend, Two and a Half Men. That's where you and I are a little different.
Yeah, completely. Sons of Anarchy, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah,
hey,
we're
joined by attorney John Marco, one of my best friends from Urson Marco in Metro Detroit, but all over the state, all over the country. Hey, Johnny, do you binge-watch Netflix or any other channel?
Love it. You know, and it's so cliche, but I've just been binge-watching the OJ on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it.
Yep.
Awesome.
The OJ thing, yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, I didn't see that. How about Sons of Anarchy?
I haven't seen that yet, but I'll have to check that out. I'm always looking for a good show.
Yeah, hey, and if you missed the prior segments, and we are talking with attorney John Marco, I'm going to give out his number right now. You can get a hold of John at 313-965-5555.
Or, if like we do with your number, Todd, 313-965-5555, John Marco. Do a little jingle.
Or just, if you can't recall the number, just call my office at 989-772-6000. I'll put you in direct touch with John Marco. John, it's winter, at least off and on, week by week. There's been a lot of ice on the roads. Talk a little bit about that, some of the cases and calls you've received.
Yeah, you know, this time of year, you know, we're all driving. We all see people crash out on the side of the road always. I mean, every day on my way to work, I see usually at least one accident. Somebody spun out, sometimes pretty bad. You know, the police are on the scene. And I get a lot of, you know, I hear a lot of people who say, yeah, I was in a horrible accident, but there's nothing I can do about it because I was at fault. And I have to set the record straight every time. Michigan is a no-fault state. So it doesn't matter if you're at fault. In fact, I just had a guy who was drinking and driving and hit a patch of black ice. Totally his fault. He was probably going too fast and was catastrophically injured. This guy hit a tree. He suffered broken bones. He can't work, severely injured. And his family came to me and said, John, is there anything you can do, please? I know it's his fault. And I said, absolutely. First, it's a no-fault state. Yes, this guy was going too fast, but his auto insurance is going to provide certain benefits, including helping the family pay for those medical bills, helping make up for some of the work that he can't do, and other benefits that he's entitled to, which otherwise he'd be out on the street.
Now, is that's hey, John, that's why we pay a lot in car insurance, is it not? That's why we're one of, like, the highest car insurance state in the nation because of the no-fault law, correct?
Yeah, that is. I mean, it provides a lot of benefits to us, and regardless of fault, so you don't have to have a fight or go sue someone every time you're injured in a car accident because it happens so much. Now, this isn't a get-rich-quick scheme. I mean, you are not going to get the big settlement, but there's a lot of benefits that your insurance company has to provide you that you need an attorney to walk you through because they're not going to pay them easily. Like with this guy, they didn't say, oh, hey, by the way, you know, we're going to cover all these things for you. Well, it was only once they hired me, we put the motion in step. But if this guy didn't, can you imagine? Can't go to work. Can't pay his medical bills. They're piling up.
And that's exactly why talking to a lawyer is good, because they're not going to offer that up. If you don't know about it, they aren't going to tell you.
I get the calls, John, all the time whereby somebody is injured from a driver, and the driver who caused the injury was uninsured. And obviously the driver who was injured has insurance. And so that's always the issue. Albeit I'm a criminal defense attorney, I do receive those calls and get those questions all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you got to, there's so many issues. And if the first thing to do is just call an attorney, get a free consultation. If you don't call me, if you don't call Todd, call somebody.
So, again, what can someone do in those circumstances? If someone's operating a motor vehicle, they have insurance, and they have insurance. They also have insurance that for uninsured motorist coverage. I mean, there's different types of policies out there.
There's all hosts of stuff that protects us. That's why we pay for it.
But
you don't know what you're buying.
I mean, other than suing the driver of an uninsured vehicle as an individual, whether or not they're solvent or not, what recourse does somebody have in going after that individual?
It depends on the situation. There's all kinds of different claims that could be there. There could be claims against if there's a manufacturing failure. I've had cases where the brakes go out. You just don't know until somebody goes in there and investigates. So this is not just some police coming to the scene. We have to pull the black box. We have to do all kinds of analysis. It's not a black and white situation. So always, always, if you're hurt. I mean, look, if you stub a toe, don't call me, okay? Don't call go milk your toe, okay? Put it in some water.
Yeah, soft tissue injuries are non-existence as far as bringing forth a lawsuit over the last decade or so. Is that correct? Because it used to be, you know, somebody would bump your vehicle. Oh, I'm injured. My neck hurts. I have a bruise. And they would bring forth a lawsuit. Those laws are non-existent. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's changed. It's changed a lot. But you got to call someone. You got to have it sorted out.
Because the first thing that happens when somebody gets hit, even if there's no damage to the vehicle, they're going to, you know, my neck hurts, I can't walk, and, you know, there's no physical injuries. That's not to say they don't have internal injuries. I don't want to, you know, discount some serious issues out there, but you've heard the cases. It's like, you know, a soccer game where somebody just barely touches the other soccer player and they fall down and scream,
I'm hurt, help. Yeah, for sure, but, you know, on the other side of that, I had a guy who broke his back and didn't even know it, drove home 8 hours. Broken back. The guy thought, my back was just sore, you know, and then he went in and he had a broken back. I mean, he's paralyzed, but so you never know. I mean, freak stuff can happen. But that's why you just got to get it checked out, and it's better safe than sorry with this stuff. I mean, look, I've been in car accidents when I was young, and I walked away and I was fine. But, you know, I've also been in situations where I thought I was fine, and later, you know, 6 months later, I have issues with it. So you just got to be cautious about stuff and make sure you seek professionals. That's what I always recommend.
And, of course, our show, on the radio, we're in Michigan, and we're talking about Michigan law. But, you know, we podcast all across the country. So if you're in where you are in the country, you need to consult with a lawyer, depending on the laws of your state. How many other no-fault states are there, John?
It's a great question.
There's a bunch of no-fault states. And everyone has different laws. Some are not at all. Some are no fault. Some are kind of no fault. Some are half no fault. Every state's different, and so you have to have someone that knows what they're doing with this. Similar to how we were talking about employment law. You know, if you don't know what you're doing, I've seen people coming to me, and the guy's previous attorney messed it all up. He lost $100,000 in benefits, and he just didn't know any better. And nobody tells them. Nobody's going to tell you, hey, you need to do this or do that, unless they know what they're doing. The insurance company sure isn't going to do it.
And on top of it, now I have to ask you, kind of no fault, is that like being kind of pregnant? That's a little different,
it's
isn't
half
it?
No fault.
Kind of no fault?
Hey, Johnny. Johnny, this is Todd. I just want to say I talk about you on the show. I'm so honored to have you on the show. I'm also honored to be associated with you and to work with you on cases, and it's just been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome, guys, and thanks for having me on the show. And, you know, as always, this is the life's work. This is the passion. I just hate to see people getting taken advantage of. And so stay safe out there and, you know, do the best that you can.
Again, we've had attorney John Marco joining us on the last two segments. John is a regular on the show. We haven't had him on lately, but we have new equipment. So John can come on. He's going to be on all the time. John, you're going to be on at least once a month. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So give out your number, John. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they get a hold of the man? He's certified.
The best way is Marco Law. Google it. Marco Law. M-A-R-K-O. Marco Law. Google it. There's a chat box and you can submit your questions or call me 313-965-5555. And Todd, we should, you know, talk to the listeners, see what kind of, you know, do a question and answer session, see what kind of issues they have. I can deal with them right on the air.
That's a great idea. We can absolutely do that.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one. Have
you
great
too, Johnny. Good talking to you. I'll shout at you later. Take care.
I see.
Attorney John Marco calling right from Metro Detroit. He was he sounded like he was going through a drive-thru or something like that. I don't know.
No, John is just outstanding. I mean, he used to work in Washington, D.C. After law school. Then he went to work for the Chief Justice Kelly of the Michigan Supreme Court, Jeff Feiger's office. Then he's had his own law firm for a number of years, and I mean, he's been written up. Look him up. J-O-N, he spells his first name. His last name is M-A-R-K-O, Marco.
And from
Marco Law in Detroit.
And for the ladies in the audience, I guess he's easy on the eyes. Is that what you've told me?
Johnny's a good, he's a good-looking dude. You know, I'm masculine.
Certified?
I'm masculine enough as a guy that John is a certified handsome guy.
Secure in your own manhood.
I'm secure because I'm just saying. Yeah, Johnny's got... He's got blonde hair. He looks like a surfer guy.
Yeah, there you go.
He looks like he should be on TV.
There you go.
Like the Fast and the Furious, though.
Unlike us, we should not be on TV.
I mean...
Maybe you, but not me.
Craig.
I got a face right.
Dude,
now.
You're a good-looking guy. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm just being realistic, man.
I want to invite you over, and you're going to have some palm olive soap, and your skin is going to be so soft. Hey, Craig, what a great show. Next week, as promised last week, who's coming on?
Matt Green, attorney at large from Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. He's a former judge, former prosecutor, worked with Jeff Sessions. Attorney Matt Green was supposed to be on this week. We had attorney John Marco on. The following week, we have Sarah Barber coming on.
Oh, my goodness.
From Canabon Therapeutics. Little John is scheduled to come on. Big hair. I mean, a.k.a. Vince Neil, a.k.a. Jerry Neil.
You don't want to miss the next few
Danny
shows.
Bain. We got a lot of people coming on.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah, we played some seriously bad A music this week.
And we got to go now.
We got to go. So, have a great Sunday, Craig. I'll listen to you tomorrow and 10 days a week. We'll see you same place, same time next week.
All right.
I'm not just a litigator. I'm an advocator. Craig Russell, what are you going to do?
Take us out.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show is brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, and Tim's Collision Plus.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.